News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, has been fabulous all week. He could not have been more fabulous, and he is the fabulist, so we appreciate that. He takes good care of us. And Matt Catrillo's on assignment. You'll hear his work later today on the 12th District U.S. Congressional District Forum that's underway right now, so we'll get some sound from that a little bit later on today. In the studio with us now, we have two baseball players from Selinks Grove. They're on the Selinks Grove Seals varsity baseball team. They're both seniors. Logan Heil is here. He's a pitcher. He's 3-0 on the mound, and we know he's going to Bloomsburg University next year, so welcome aboard, Logan. Thanks for coming in.
Yep. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, my gosh, I do appreciate it. And Blaze Zeidler is here. He also is a senior. He's a pitcher and a first baseman, and he is, 1-0 with two saves, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, fabulous. Good for you. Well, thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Well, yeah, and good luck the whole rest of the season. I'm not actually here to talk about the games. We're here to talk about a fundraiser that benefits the high school baseball team. So we'll start with Logan, sort of explain what this event is tomorrow, if you can, please.
Okay. Drive-a-thon is this Saturday. It's from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock at the Selinks Grove Area Middle School. It is being sponsored by Sunbury Lincoln. There's no sales personnel and no pressure to buy. And then the baseball booster gets $30. There's free food for whoever comes, and there's also additional giveaways. We also have a varsity game at our baseball field at the high school at 11 o'clock, and there's also lacrosse games at the football field at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Well,
you got to get that lacrosse in there. Make sure you get equal time out there.
Yep.
So, all right. And why does the baseball team benefit from a contribution? What might the team use for some of that money?
I know there's some extra field stuff that can be done with that. I know we've talked about possibly some new uniforms for the team. Some more new equipment for the team, and some other stuff as well.
All right, and Blaze, why would the team want to benefit from this sort of community effort where everybody's kind of pulling together?
It's going to be nice as knowing that the community helped provide for the team, and knowing that we could use some of the stuff, like a new uniforms, to look like presentable as a team and look good out there. Like this year, we have some new warm-up shirts, so we can look like a team out there, and it just looks more brought together. And we use you can use it to unite as a team. And I know we talked about using that money for a new batting cage with a roof over top, so you can use it even when it's raining and stuff like that. And just to have that would be an additional thing where it'd be nice to have. So bad weather, you don't have to go in the gym and practice. You can actually still get outside even when it's colder out, and when early winter practices, we can get out in the cages, and it's just a lot more realistic to get out in the cages that time of the year.
All right, and so, yeah, and maybe someday somebody donate $1 million and you get an indoor training facility out there somewhere.
We got a nice indoor facility downtown, actually, in Selinks Grove that we're able to use.
All right, great. Well, good. So you do have that out there. So this kind of helps. So are there other fundraisers? There is a Selinks Grove Baseball Boosters group, so they're doing other things too?
Yeah, there's other things that most of players don't get to notice it. It's all the parents and the people in the boosters, and they do a great job of providing to us. So when we have away games, if it's really far, they'll provide us with food, and it's just really convenient to have, so we don't have to worry about getting back late and then having to worry about our parents making dinner for us so they can enjoy coming to the games and watching and stuff like that.
All right. And what does baseball mean to you? Why do you enjoy playing baseball, Logan?
It definitely means a lot to me. I've been playing, I think this is probably around my 12th year playing sports. Baseball's pretty much been my main sport. It's been my best talent over the years. And it's just a sport I've loved playing throughout my lifetime.
Do you start to think about sort of the major leagues or minor leagues?
It's
a dream?
I'd say it's definitely a thought that's always been in the back of my head. I know definitely with college coming up, being a senior, that's the first priority, but that's always in the back of my head
as
a goal.
You're going to play baseball, Bloom?
Yeah, but yeah, I'll be playing baseball at Bloomsburg University next year.
You too?
I'll be playing at Lock Haven, yes.
Okay. Do you ever have this vision of when you play Montoursville, Mike Mussina is going to be over on the coaching staff, so do you ever think, holy smokes, you know, what if I fall together like he did or something?
Oh, that would just be amazing. It's like Logan said, it's like a dream. It's one of those things where it's always in the back of your mind, just be cool to do. But like he said, you got college first, and I'm just going to let everything fall with that and enjoy that and not wish time away. So those 4 years will be a fun year with the team, and I love the coaches there and the facilities and the team. The players there are really nice too.
You're going to play against each other next
year? Yep, we will be playing against each other.
Well, I guess, you know, and if you get into the minors and then the majors, you'll still be playing against each other.
Exactly.
Although there's, a possibility. If you could pick whatever major league team you got drafted for 10 years from now, who would that be?
The Philadelphia Phillies, because Bryce Harper's will be still be there.
He'll be wrapping up.
Pittsburgh Pirates, of course.
Oh, good for you. Well, my Cubs beat you yesterday. So which is one time we win a game, so that's the day you come in here. So you have to hear that. So, okay, so why play sports? What do you know? I know that you know how to study. You already do know how to do that. And of course, your dad brought you here today, and I'm glad he's here. Jim is here. But why do sports? Kind of what does that do in your life?
I mean, it's just something extra you can do. It definitely can keep you in shape. It's fun. I mean, it's something good for your community. I know Steel and Grove has a very strong reputation for sports in past, and we're just trying to keep that continued.
Okay, keep going through sports, the years. Oh, I'm sorry, say that again?
I said we're just going to try and keep that going through the next upcoming years with sports.
Okay. What does playing sports mean to you? Why do you enjoy that?
It means a lot to me. Like, I've loved sports my whole life, and I feel like my life wouldn't be the same without it, and all the friends you meet with it and all the leadership qualities that you learn from it, and with, like, when you go out into the world, the real world, you need to know how to work as a team. So really, that's what sports really teaches you, to work as a team. And if it doesn't work out, and things aren't going to work out well, so it's almost like a well-oiled machine, just like in the real world.
All right, well, tomorrow at 11 a.m. you're playing Lewisuck. Who's pitching?
Blaze. I'm pitching.
Yep. You're pitching. Okay, so you're back on the mound. You think you got the weapons to put Loyal Sock down tomorrow?
For sure. We've been having really good defense, and that's going to be a key, and getting the bats going, score a few runs here and there, and we'll shut them down.
You sound like a professional baseball player. That's a quote from them. They talk about really just playing better baseball than the other guy.
Yep.
I mean, that's how it works out. And the whole team is 4-0?
Yep,
right?
The whole team's
4-0. Yeah, we
are. All right, super. Well, who out there is playing sort of at your level? Who are you worried about in the weeks ahead?
So the top teams in our conference right now, Pennsylvania Heartland Athletic, we have Danville, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg are the three powerhouse teams other than us. So those are definitely the teams that we want to focus on most. I think so far we've started off hot, which is definitely good for us right now. We still have some weaknesses and spots, but that's something that can be fixed over the upcoming weeks.
Now you sound like a professional coach. We have a couple of weaknesses, but we're going to strengthen those spots and try to and hopefully you'll be really ready for all of those good games. Well, good luck. I think this is fabulous. The Sealance Grove School District helps and pitches in and supports the varsity baseball team, but really to make the whole year even closer to ideal, they do need additional funding. Parents and the Booster Club help there, and tomorrow the Booster Club is having a drive-a-thon, and they would just love you to go over to Sealance Grove and drive a Sunbury Motor Company vehicle two times, or a different one time, I guess is really what they want. Yes, they probably would like you to buy one right there, right on the spot, but that's not the deal. They're not going to push it on you. They're not going to call you up. There's no salesperson's going to show up at your house. You participate in the drive-a-thon. Just test drive the vehicle, and when you test drive two vehicles tomorrow, the baseball team gets $30, right? It's just
exactly.
That simple. So all you get to enjoy a short ride in the vehicles. If you're there at 11 a.m., do you pay to go to a baseball game?
There's no
So that's free. So you can walk right over and watch the team. Lacrosse is not too far away, so that's the other spring sport. And then find out when the next track meet is, and you can see how the Seals are doing. So we know they're competitive in all of these areas. But the drive-a-thon is tomorrow. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They'll have some free food. You're not selling, or the boosters aren't selling
free food for whoever drives a car.
Okay, so good. All right, well, they're giving away some food tomorrow, so and there'll be some other giveaways as well. So that is tomorrow. All right, well, we're out of time, but Logan, I'll give you the last word. Make a pitch. Get it? Pitcher.
Yep.
For folks to go to this event tomorrow.
I don't even know a pitch.
Well, just encourage people. That would be
fun. Just it would be a nice help for anybody to come out tomorrow. We'd greatly appreciate it.
All right. Well, good. Well, thank you. And Blaze, anything else to add to the last minute?
Yep. Hopefully everyone has free time tomorrow. It doesn't take long to come out and support the team, and it would just really, we'd really appreciate it as a team, and for players to come and the new things we could earn is greatly appreciated.
All right. Yeah, and $30 for each of those two drives, so that's a big help, and thank the Sunbury Motor Company for that. Logan Heil, pitcher for the Sealands Grove Seals, one of the pitchers. He's a senior at Sealands Grove, and Blaze Zider, one of the pitchers as well, and the first baseman, he's a senior, and they're going to be, Blaze is going to be playing tomorrow, so good luck.
Thank you.
Be careful between now and then.
Yep.
That's always the key. Thank you both so much for coming
in. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.